He wanted me to bark one more time? Sure, you bet, I could handle that. I barked one more time and then 10 more times just for good. Suddenly I heard the roar of a shotgun and a whistling of something overhead, which might very well have been buckshot. Now shut up and let us get some dadgum sleep. The door slammed. A deadly silence moved over the garden area. Okay, fine. I could stop barking. I could shut up if that's... Sometimes these humans don't seem totally rational, especially at night. I mean, we dogs are out there in the darkness trying to protect the ranch from all kinds of things. And the people show no appreciation at all. None. Zero. Instead of showing appreciation, they screech and bellow and fire guns at the very dogs who... I've said this before, but it bears repeating. In some ways, this is a lousy job. Oh well. And by the way, I said that a deadly silence moved over the garden, remember? Well, it turned out to be not so silent, because I could still hear that mysterious clicking sound coming from inside the hole. The burrowing robot was still trying to beam a message back to his home planet. So what was I supposed to do? Sit there and say, duh, while he called in a whole army of space invaders? Heck no, not me. The house crowd had shut down my barking attack, but nobody had said anything about digging. By George, I would dig all night. And when the humans came out of the house in the morning, I would have something to show them. And then, wouldn't they feel foolish and sorry for screeching and firing cannons at their head of ranch security? Yes, they would. I was about to go back into the hole when I heard a voice.
Hank, what are you doing in there? Hank, can you hear me?
I marched over to the north side of the garden fence and beamed a blistering glare at... Did you guess who it was? Drover, I have very few words to say to you.
Oh, good. I thought you'd be, well, a little mad.
Oh no, I'm not a little mad. I'm a whole bunch mad. And you know why? He hung his head.
Well, 'cause I ran away? 'Cause I'm scared of things in the dark?
Yes, exactly, which proves that you knew what you were doing. You left a superior officer on the field of battle to be mauled by some creature of the night.
Yeah, but you didn't get mauled.